And the list goes on, on down the line. And the list goes on.
We'll talk about it later.
And we're live.
What's up? It's List Goes On. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, Sean. How you doing?
You know.
Good.
Making all kinds of money for you. That's
yeah. Right. Oh, that's yeah, 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 yeah. You know what? Here's a Fightful Select exclusive, Sean Rossap. Here's a Fightful Select exclusive. All right. Fightful's been around for about 4.5 years because I think our fifth year anniversary is August. Yeah. So yeah. Before 4.5 years, Fightful's been around. How much money have I personally taken out of Fightful.com in 4.5 years? Can you ballpark your guess?
Gosh, I'd have to see your tax returns, but I'd say somewhere in the nine figures.
In the nine figures?
Yeah.
I pulled out in the nine figures from Fightful.com.
Yeah,
in 4.5 years.
All your other money-losing ventures.
I see. I have not taken $1 out of Fightful.com in 4.5 years. Not $1.
Me either. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. No, you neither. No, you neither.
I don't even expense anything. I don't expense my phone anymore.
I wonder what would happen if I went to my accountant and I said, so I've got this this investment that I've been working on for a while, and we're 4.5 years in, and I have made 0% margin. What do you think of that investment? He'd be, oh, you're doing great. You're doing great.
He'd say, well, what? You have Sean Rossap, right? And you'd say, yes. And then you'd go, well, ride that wave.
All right, I want to start by talking about Rowdy Roddy Piper because this could be interesting if they do it right. Excuse me, and that's always the key point, if they do it right. There's a guy by the name of Kyle Newacek. He's from Workaholics. People might know him from that. And he has a podcast called This Is Important. And on that podcast, he stated that he has been tabbed to direct a biopic about Roddy Piper that's going to be produced in conjunction with Seven Bucks Productions, which is The Rock's company, as well as Jack Hole Productions, which is Jimmy Kimmel's production company. And Newacek says that they're currently casting for it and that he's going to direct it. If anybody doesn't know Roddy Piper's story, he has one hell of a story. I mean, I know that everybody thinks, oh, he was born in Scotland. No, he wasn't. He's from Canada.
Yeah.
I believe it was Winnipeg, I think. I think that he spent his early days like almost in poverty, homelessness. Spent some time, I think, like on Indian reservations, that kind of thing. What a story. Now, here's the thing. Let's say that they want to reenact some of his stuff, especially come the early to mid-80s when he became a hot heel in the WWF. I don't think you can accurately reenact that stuff, Sean. You know what I'm talking about?
It'd be really tough.
It's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a challenge, and I don't want to use any of the verbiage that he used back then. But if you go on YouTube, you might be able to find it. He used to do monthly segments in Madison Square Garden in like '84, and let's just say this: the contingency of people at Madison Square Garden in New York, a lot of Italians, people of different colors, and Roddy Piper was very to the point with the words that he would use. But boy, he was a hot heel at that time period. He was ahead of his time too, I think, as a heel during that time period. If they do it right, that could be amazing. But it's going to come down to, are they going to tell you the story the way the WWF would want you to tell it, or WWE would want you to tell it, or are they going to do it accurately? So,
I don't know if they would be able to do that. It'd be very tough. It'd be very tough to tell it the real way, because especially some of the stuff that he's mentioned.
Yeah.
Like it'd be tough to do.
It would, but even if they avoided, you know, certain verbiage from certain promos, you could still tell a story. But are they going to want to tell it the truth in terms of, like, you know, he's really Canadian, he grew up in homelessness? He suggested things that we don't really need to go in detail about. Like, he suggested that he you know, did things as a youth that he regrets, let's just say. I don't know if they're going to necessarily want to throw all that stuff in, but he had a hell of a career, and hell of a life, and so I'm very curious where they'll go with that. But that was a story I wanted to bring up. Sonya Deville, were you surprised to see her back on SmackDown?
I was, because somebody on the Q&A show had asked, "Oh, what's up with her?" And I asked somebody, and they said, "Oh, we don't expect her back until the court stuff ends up happening."
That's what surprised me too. So she is scheduled to be deposed next month.
Yes.
And depositions are no joke.
No.
And I think Mandy Rose is going to be doing it too. And so I was surprised to see her back. And the only thing I can think of is maybe she was just looking for distraction. She was just looking for, you know, something.
She can find that every Tuesday and Thursday here on Fightful.com, the distraction podcast. But yes, I agree. I was over the moon to see her back.
Yes, because she was just finding her peak, or finding her, you know, finding her way when she had to leave. And imagine the promos that she cut and the acting chops that she showed. She was just finding her way, and the timing really sucked that she had to go when she did. So we'll see where that goes. What do you think of the 1-2-3 kid?
I love it.
Sean Waltman's going to be 49 this year. He wants one more run. What do you think, Sean Rossat?
Well, I said what I thought last week on the show because we had Denise there. But what do you think, Jimmy? I'm all for it. If he can be healthy, if he's in good shape, I don't see why not. Also, I do think it's funny that for years – we heard people say, oh, that 1-2-3 kid, that Matt Hardy, that Jeff Hardy, they're shortening their careers.
Yes.
Maybe not.
Jeff Hardy especially.
Yeah.
Guy's crazy. And he's still doing crazy shit. But back to Sean Waltman. I mean, you mentioned Jeff Hardy and Matt Hardy. And you know, Waltman's going to be 49. Jericho's 50. And Jericho's always worked, you know he hasn't been calling it in necessarily. Maybe he is now a little bit, but he never used to. I don't think his age is really the – it's going to come down to what he wants to do in the ring. I see NXT mentor in Sean Waltman. That, to me, is the biggest fit. You've got Triple H there. You got Shawn Michaels there. You got the Road Dogg there. Is the Road Dogg still there? He is, yeah?
Yes, he is.
So NXT mentor makes the most sense. Perfect fit for him. He's tight with all those guys. That's where I think that he will end up. But, yeah, good for him. Good for him. I he had his demons, from what I hear. He beat them all, and everybody talks about what a good guy he is now, Sean. So, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that it would be very good. I think it'd be very good to have him around. He was the first guy that hit up WWE and said, Matt Riddle, you got to bring him in. He was the one that saw Matt Riddle at the Monster Factory and was like, oh, okay, and messaged Triple H.
Right.
Like, so he's got a good eye for talent. I always loved listening to his shows because he's got really good analysis. He views things from an innovative perspective because he was an innovator. He was different. He adapted so much. Like, he went from 1-2-3 kid to 6 to X-Pac.
Right.
I mean, 1-2-3 kid to X-Pac. If you put them side by side,
yes,
you wouldn't know that they were the same person a lot of times.
Do you remember that they used to have him as a 1-2-3 kid cutting promos about his grandma?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, God, what a guy. Last one for you here. Peyton Royce, back on November 11th, she posted this on Twitter. This is Media 2, Camillo. So the bump said, what would you name the team of Lacey Evans and Peyton Royce? And she responded, she said, we're not a team. I will only be in a tag team if it's Billy Kay. That's it. The end. I'm dead serious. When I saw that, I thought to myself, the one thing you might not want to do is post that on social media, because Vince McMahon is the type of guy that's going to just out of spite run with something that you don't like.
You think he's paying attention, though?
I think somebody's telling him.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I don't think he's paying attention to hardly anything, but I think somebody's telling him. And now here we are 2 months later. They're still a tag team. I think you can officially call them a tag team now. And again, it wouldn't surprise me if somebody, you know, mentioned to Vince what she said, and boom. Now you're in a tag team with Lacey Evans, and that's just how it's going to be. Mm-hmm. It's too bad, man. The Iconics, the chemistry with them, and yeah, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense. I mean,
no.
The Billy Kay thing, I've got a little bit of news on that that'll drop here on Select in a while once I shore it up. But they split those people. Maybe they thought they were stale or something. I don't know. Billy's doing entertaining stuff on her own, but I don't see why that – I don't get it, man.
I don't get it either.
I don't get it.
No, I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense. It's like – I noticed on Monday that they – on Raw, they did some tag matches with the guys again. So, you know, because they had two or three tag matches on that show. And so I don't know, man. 75 years old. Go fucking retire, man. You can't do it anymore. No disrespect. Pioneer. Kudos to you, what you've built. You can't do it anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm in complete agreement. You're not going to get anything out of me there.
Yeah. That's all you can say.
It's frustrating. It's very frustrating to see this, like, common sense things.
Yeah, and the Iconics, I mean, Just the natural chemistry, man. I think they went to high school together, yeah? Just natural.
I don't think so.
I thought they did. I thought they knew each other in high school, those two.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, look it up.
I think they're different ages. Peyton Royce is 28. Billy Kay is 31. So
yeah, they would have been in high school together.
I mean, yeah, maybe, but I don't think so.
I thought they did, and I thought they knew each other from high school, and then they I'm not saying they were best friends in high school, but I think they knew each other in high school.
Maybe. That's possible.
And then they trained together in Australia.
Oh, yeah. She said she attended the same high school as Billy Kay.
Sean, have you learned – just don't doubt me in any situation. In any situation. Guys, let me tell you something. It is a burden being right all the time. It's a burden. Oh, it is. God. It's an albatross around my neck that I carry. You know what I'm saying? It's what it is.
I look forward to everybody saying that I went to the same elementary school as several NBA players, even though I never spoke to them. That's what's going to happen.
Just saying, that's what I heard.
And then when people bring us up, they'll go, oh, well, they played basketball together, right? They were best friends. Sean dunked on this guy from the New Orleans Pelicans, right? Yeah, that's what happened.
How is that similar to what I just said?
Same thing. We're in how? The same business. I'm putting up shots, Jimmy.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's the end of the list goes on, guys. Until next time, we're out. Subscribe to Fightful on YouTube for the latest exclusive podcasts, interviews, and news across boxing, MMA, and pro wrestling.